This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear night across Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Eilat enjoys a mild evening as well. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, the IDF reports Hezbollah continues to attack troops in southern Lebanon amid a U.S.-Iran deal. One person in Beirut died in an Israeli strike on a car. Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile and mortars at Israeli soldiers, but no injuries were reported. Also from Ynet, IAF Chief Maj, Gen, Omer Tischler says Israel halted a major strike on Iran just an hour before it was set to take off. The Air Force was ready to target hundreds of locations after Iran launched missiles at Israel. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that former Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer claims Iran is weakened and Hezbollah shattered since October 7. He suggests Israel should proceed despite concerns about a potential agreement with Iran. Separately, Forward reports that former President Donald Trump announced plans to speak with Hezbollah amid ongoing Iran peace efforts. And finally, from JTA, the UK Appeals Court has upheld a ban on Palestine Action, labeling it a terrorist organization. The ruling affirms the government's stance on the group. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Hezbollah's attacks come as tensions rise following a U.S.-Iran deal. The skirmishes along the Lebanon border show the volatility in the region. The UN peacekeeping force, UNIFIL, remains on high alert. For civilians, this means continued uncertainty and risk in border areas. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the IAF chief's statement underscores the high-stakes nature of Israel's defense strategy. The decision to call off the strike at the last moment highlights the complex calculus involved. The situation remains tense, with potential ramifications for regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's interview with Ron Dermer reveals shifting perceptions of Iran and Hezbollah's capabilities. Despite concerns, his comments suggest Israel may feel emboldened to pursue its strategic goals. For regional diplomacy, this adds another layer of complexity to ongoing negotiations. On the diplomatic front, Forward's report on Trump's intention to speak with Hezbollah signals potential shifts in U.S. foreign policy. Engaging with a group designated as a terrorist organization could impact U.S.-Israel relations and broader Middle East diplomacy. And from JTA, the UK court's decision to uphold the ban on Palestine Action marks a significant legal precedent. It reflects the UK's stringent counter-terrorism measures and could influence similar actions in other countries. For the Jewish community, it reinforces the legal framework against anti-Israel activities. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, a commentator on Israeli defense, posted an hour ago about a female medical team from Battalion 74. They're accompanying fighters on risky missions in Khan Yunis, treating wounded soldiers under fire. From X, not a good Jewish girl, a social media user, expressed frustration over challenges in finding nuance amid polarized online debates. She highlighted the corrosive effect of algorithm-driven populism. Middle East 24 reports that Iranian fans booed their national anthem while waving the lion and sun flag at a recent event. This reflects ongoing dissent against the Iranian regime. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on the IDF's cyber war simulator, which prepares soldiers for cyber attacks. This initiative highlights Israel's focus on cybersecurity as a key component of modern warfare. Separately, Globes notes a decline in home purchases by foreign residents in Israel. Despite rising anti-Semitism abroad, the numbers remain low, with only 77 transactions recently. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Point5 has raised $60 million to reduce enterprise cloud and AI infrastructure costs. This follows significant revenue growth and supports their expansion in the U.S. market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.